The era of fully vaccinated people going maskless, it may be ending. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released new mask guidance. It's recommending that fully vaccinated people resume wearing masks indoors in those areas where COVID transmission is high. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on a press call yesterday that the decision came after reviewing data on the Delta variant and breakthrough cases among vaccinated individuals. WBUR health reporter Angus Chen was on that call, and he joins us. Good morning, Angus.
Hey, Deb. Good morning.
So what exactly is the new mask guidance?
Well, nothing changes for unvaccinated individuals. You know, they should still wear masks indoors and socially distance. People who are vaccinated in what the CDC defines as substantial or high-risk areas should wear masks again in public indoor spaces. That includes schools. The CDC is recommending everyone wear a mask in schools, regardless of their vaccine status.
So why the change?
We haven't seen all the data yet, but there are two really important pieces of information regarding the Delta variant guiding the CDC here. First, there's more COVID-19 circulating in the country due to the Delta variant. There are a lot more breakthrough cases, and those involve people who have already been vaccinated. This strain is just a lot more infectious than other invariants. One often cited study suggests people infected with Delta can shed 1,000 times more virus than the ancestral coronavirus. And it's also really important to keep this in mind. It's uncommon for fully vaccinated people to get COVID-19, even from that Delta variant. But the other piece of data the CDC saw is that vaccinated people who do get COVID-19 seem to be just as infectious as unvaccinated people who are sick with the Delta variant. Here's CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky speaking yesterday.
Public health experts, scientific experts, medical experts, when I shown them these data, have universally said that this required action. I saw it and I felt it when I saw the data myself. This was not something that we took lightly and something that I know weighs heavily with me and with all of America.
Walensky said this was a really difficult decision to make, but one that she felt was necessary. And so far, the health experts I've spoken with have agreed that this is the right course of action, and they're pretty happy to see that, you know, the CDC is being guided by science rather than anything else.
Now, this is a national policy. Massachusetts has some of the highest vaccination rates in the country, but some areas of the state do fall into those high or substantial transmission risk categories, right?
Right. Well, you know, the state average actually comes pretty close. It's only one point away from hitting that substantial risk category. And then there are only five counties in the state that meet the CDC's criteria right now. Those are Barnstable, Bristol, Dukes, Nantucket, and Suffolk counties. If you're in one of these areas, you may do very well to take this new guidance into account. I know it's not easy. I don't think most people want to hear that, you know, you're vaccinated, but you have to wear a mask again. Provincetown saw hundreds of cases recently related to a cluster, and they had already issued a mask mandate even before the CDC guidance came out. Provincetown town manager Alex Moore says he thinks the Baker administration should actually take things further.
Given that we still have a sizable amount of our population unvaccinated, and given how profound the Delta variant is, I think it would be smart for there to be an indoor mask mandate statewide.
No, Morse did say that mask mandates are only a short-term solution. Long-term is still to focus on getting as many people fully vaccinated as possible. Other towns are saying that they're waiting to hear from Governor Baker before issuing any mandates. And in a statement, the Baker administration said it's reviewing this new guidance.
Now, some people might be wondering, what are the vaccines good for? What's the point, right? If you can still get infected and transmit the virus. What do folks say about that?
I think this is a concern that health officials have that, you know, looking at this new data, people are going to lose faith in the vaccine. But from what we can tell, the vaccines are still working remarkably well, especially when it comes to preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death, which really has been one of the main goals of vaccination all along, and I think we're still achieving that. The fact that Massachusetts has so many people vaccinated now also probably has made a big difference in the outbreaks we've faced so far, even taking into account that Delta variant. Here's Dr. Naheed Badalia, an infectious disease expert at Boston University.
You can see, being a highly vaccinated state, what kind of resilience that brings, which is that even when you do have these surges, that the hospitalizations and deaths may not be as high here compared to elsewhere where a similar cluster might happen.
So, Angus, if you are vaccinated and you live in an area where transmission is low, vaccine rates are high, should you continue on without a mask?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are only recommendations. If there's no mandate, you know, you can wear a mask or not wear a mask. But it's sort of ultimately up to you to decide what you're the most comfortable with. I talked to Dr. Sabrina Sumu, an infectious disease doctor at BMC, about this.
Even if, you know, you're not immunocompromised, you don't have, you know, children around you who are not vaccinated, but if you yourself would feel just more comfortable with the mask indoors, then you should do it.
You know, I think one thing this pandemic has shown us is that everyone is connected, right? Even what happens in another continent can come knocking on our door over here. So if you see cases going up in another county, state, or even another country and think, you know, maybe I should just mask up, then just don't let anyone stop you. Honestly, that's what I'm doing.
WBUR's Angus Chen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.